In China, the government plans to ease travel restrictions it posed to contain the spread of severe acute respiratory syndrome, and Taiwan says the World Health Organization has not recognized that the island's outbreak has peaked. China's capital, Beijing, reported 5 new cases of severe acute respiratory syndrome on Tuesday, while only 4 other provinces reported new cases of SARS. That compares with a few weeks ago when dozens of new cases were being reported daily around the country. China has reported a total of 5,300 SARS cases and 267 deaths from SARS in the past 7 months. The falling number of new cases in China has prompted officials to relax restrictions on domestic tourists. That follows last week's decision by the World Health Organization to drop its warning against travel to southern China and Hong Kong. On Tuesday, Zhang Tongyang, a tourism official in the southern province of Guangdong, said regular travel to and from southern China would soon resume. Referring to the lifting of the WHO travel advisory, Ms. Zhang said government restrictions on the sale of tour packages between the two regions would likely be removed in June. To check the spread of the disease, China barred travel agents from selling plane or train tickets and package tours. The government also tried to keep migrant workers in the cities from traveling back to their rural homes. Beijing was afraid that impoverished rural communities would be unable to cope with a major outbreak of SARS, which causes a serious form of pneumonia. In Taiwan, a top health official is complaining the World Health Organization has not recognized that the island's SARS outbreak has peaked. Health Minister Chen Chen-jen made the comment after saying Tuesday the island's outbreak was under effective control. Last week, the UN Health Agency said the island had the world's fastest growing outbreak after a daily report of new infections hit a high of 65. Reports of new infections fell to the teens in recent days, and on Tuesday, officials said there were 11 new cases and no deaths. 60 people have lost their lives to SARS, among the 585 people infected in Taiwan. Hong Kong scientists say they will soon begin testing a trial vaccine against SARS on monkeys. The news came just days after the same team of researchers at Hong Kong University found evidence the virus originated in the civet, a small wild mammal considered a delicacy in Chinese cuisine. Worldwide, SARS has sickened 8,200 people, killing at least 725. Catherine Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.